This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
The monster coming along.
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Main power to maximum. Biogenic generator engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes. Yes.
It's time for the...
Yay! I'm alive!
We're back.
We're back.
Okay, this is great. Jack Rose is here.
Jack.
Jack and Jimmy in the morning.
That's right. We did put his phone in from last
night. Yeah,
right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. That was a three-parter, I tell you. So.
We'll listen to that again since
that's
I
right.
didn't hear it.
We'll do it. That's great. And, Counselor Curtis.
Hey, what's happening, Jimmy?
It's good. We got legal things here today. And our engineer, erstwhile engineer.
Hey, what's up?
Of course.
Yes. And the poltergeist.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You heard from the poltergeist.
That, distort that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, make it sound like it came from Darth Vader.
Make it sound like a guy.
We wish. Okay. We did want to say hello to Gunnar.
Yes, thank you, Gunnar.
Thank you, Gunnar from Smyrna. He is one of our loyal...
Gunnar from Smyrna.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right.
He's a man.
And Scott just wrote mm-hmm. in.
Scott Rhodes,
yes. Hey! I don't know if he's related to...
no relation.
No relation. He spells his name differently. We did want to say hello to Scott. He's great. He had chatted us about...
We didn't get to it.
No, we didn't get to it.
We'll have to look at it for the next show, Scott.
Okay. No, it was the taser.
The taser thing, that's right.
It was for the cop on the... Yeah, it's a great email, man.
It was good.
All right, so how was the last show?
The last show was...
Yeah. It was awesome. It was the best show we've ever done.
Tommy Gunn. Tommy Gunn in my seat. I figured, you know, he had to up the ante, so...
That's right, he did. Well, he was good. He went mm-hmm. sent him back to Miami in
it was kind of a serious show.
It was a little bit more serious.
What?
Yeah, no, it was. And I did want to say hello to Neil Connor, too, who's over at the university. He's getting ready to...
Neil?
Neil, he's getting ready to fire up the Libertarian...
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah?
He started it. Libertarian Sentinel, new Libertarian paper. And it's quite good. I thought it actually is.
That's great, but we're not getting any money out of him, huh?
No, well, actually, I'm gonna pony up and put an ad in his paper.
That's killer.
$30 or something.
Wow.
It's cheap. Anyway, it looks like a good... It's a alternate rag here in Gainesville. It only comes out once a month right now, and it's free. It's where they all start. But the Gainesville Sun should be trembling in its collective boot.
What's that? Just competition, baby.
And we do want to say hello to EJ, who continually sends us just the most humorous comments in the world.
Our DC correspondent.
Our DC correspondent,
EJ.
That's right.
About some chocolate, huh?
Not really sure what EJ stands for, but someday we'll know.
We don't care.
Extra jerky.
That's right.
I'm sorry, man. Good idea about that one.
Okay. Given a few minutes, even Jimmy could come up with something.
Well, we got time.
We got time.
Don't
we got
you
time.
Worry.
No, so I want to say hello to the Hanger Dogs. They've been coming out pretty regularly. Dogs.
Absolutely, yeah. Good on them.
Good stuff.
For mm-hmm.
them.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've been having record months. Is it just us? Yeah, that's right.
Is it just me? Yeah, I guess people have just...
It happens to be the one show that I wasn't on. Let's see, the ratings went up.
Well, not only that, I mentioned last month, of course, that the month that I wasn't here was the record month. We posted nothing and had a record download month. So I see what we're doing wrong. I see. Yeah.
Engineer and I are going to do a couple of shows here. What's happening?
We'll do nothing and the ratings will skyrocket.
That's right.
For years.
Signing off.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, we need to say a burning up PayPal account.
just roaring in.
Paying us not to be on the air.
More Jimmy.
That's right.
No, that's our ultimate goal. Jimmy. You know that.
Yeah,
that's my ultimate goal for the show, to be paid by world leaders not to talk
be on
about
the air. Right?
Well, the problem is that, you know, when that happens, usually you find a large brake fluid stain under your car.
At the bottom of the hill.
That's right. Yeah.
You'd be parking on white sheets to make sure.
That's right. You don't find it.
You're going to want to make sure.
Cops find it.
That's it. That's right.
They're investigating you tomorrow.
So anyway, lots of stuff has happened, and we're going to go through some of the stuff.
Well, hey, we need to say bienvenidos to Argentina.
Ah,
Argentina.
Well, and Mexico's been here, too. That's right.
Don't
and
oh, sorry, cry for me, Argentina.
Como valentia, ya vil say, hey, potato.
Hey, potato.
Yeah, hey, potato. Yeah. That's right. Mina veneri Sveria. We have, for some reason, Sveria is our, like, second or third most downloaded
we're
country.
We're huge in Sveria.
We are totally huge. I probably have to do a Swedish, broadcast one of these days.
Absolutely.
We might as well quit while we're ahead.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
Hey, we got a new hit from Afghanistan.
Yeah, we got it. We got it here.
That's a soldier.
That's
one of our boys.
Especially when you say hit in Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, it is interesting always to see what they search on, and we do come up with, for some reason, some of the sex stuff.
Tijuana prostitutes is fairly popular with us.
I'm not sure what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm not either.
We got that ghost site on ours.
Something else.
But I did notice the thing that's interesting. I just want to mention one thing about Sweden is that for some reason I get them. They're southern Sweden where they speak like a different language down there. It's called Skånska. So I don't know what the story is on that. In Italy, and there's Taiwan and Australia, Poland. And so forth. And there's
more news on that Polish air crash.
Saw that. I wrote him right back and said, well, how many Polish pilots does it take to...
Like our Polish shit just dropped off.
That's it. No, that was sad, of course. But
there's
whatever.
A mid-air collision for those that.
Yeah,
don't
it was
know.
A big. It was a
Polish air show.
It's on YouTube. They got some great footage of it. Footage of it.
It's not.
It's awful. No, we'll put a link to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I love the way you or you tell.
Hey,
Jack, it's so easy. Engineer has to do all this stuff. It's very. Oh, edit that out.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
put the
no,
link
no,
in.
Yeah.
As if our engineer has nothing else to do.
You guys remember, only you can hear my voice. Remember, my mic is off. So what the hell does it matter what I say?
That's true. That's it. Well, let me just go through a couple of things here real quick before we get into the real news. One, I did notice that the Alaska. Another Alaskan boondoggle bridge. One of the things that I found
Bridge to nowhere.
Bridge to nowhere. So we talked about this, like Ted Stevens, one of the biggest pork guys in the world. The deal was that it got so much, the Congress was shamed into taking the bridge, the Ketchikan Bridge or whatever was out of the bill. It was $250 million going to satisfy about 50 people. Not to be content with that. In September, as reported in this column, Alaskan officials abandoned all efforts to build the $300 million bridge to nowhere, which now has its own name.
14 people were depending on it.
Which would have connected the town of Ketchikan to tiny Gravina Island. But in that same congressional bill, a separate $231 million was included. We asked for a brand new Knik Arm Bridge to Link Point, Mackenzie, whatever, population 232, and the city of Anchorage. Alaskan officials are going ahead for plans for construction. Even though the price tag has risen to at least $600 million.
Oh, I knew that was going to say that. More expensive.
Critics argue that
I just want to clarify, 232, is that 232,000? 232 million.
Million.
Right.
But the point is, they took the $300 million out of the bill and put a $600 million in the bill. I mean, this is so cool.
No, I thought you said the bridge was going to an island that...
Oh, population.
Population, 232 people.
People, okay.
Total.
I just want to clarify.
We're talking about...
And this is a $600 million
bridge. We're talking about 464 legs, more or less.
You know. And this is a $600 million bridge. Can someone do the math on that?
Divide by two.
Yeah, 232 into 600 million.
So anyway, the this is called the brother of the bridge to nowhere. So they're going to go ahead. Well, one of the things that I found is it happens so often.
$2 million
for each. Why don't they just write them a check? I mean, they can have their own yachts, for God's sakes.
Let's move there.
Helicopter. Yeah, you can have your own helicopter.
Now there's 236 people there.
Yeah, that's right.
The entire Jimmy Doan
cast. Jimmy Doan cast. That's right. North to Alaska. Broadcasting from.
Their own helicopter.
$8 million.
Shoot, I bet you could get away with giving them half.
Yeah, I know. No, seriously. No, I mean, I'd settle for it. If they wanted me to come up there, like, during the summer months or something for half that, I'd probably do it.
Yep.
I think so.
With an appropriate house,
something that looked like Travolta's place.
Right.
You know, two airplanes parked at either end of the house. You know, the nice thing about Travolta's house is, even if you're in the middle of the house, it doesn't matter which direction you go, you still get to fly a jet out of there. Did you see the picture of that?
No, I didn't see it.
He has these huge jets. I mean, one's a 707 or 707.
Down in California, right? Too.
No, it's right down here south of here. He's got these huge, they're parked at his house. I mean, like, they're not in the garage.
He flies and lands them there.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It's just, a house. I'd take half that house, just one jet.
He's freaking John Travolta.
I know. Scientologist. Yeah, right. Okay.
Scientologist star.
I was going to say, how did you get pictures of his place, boy?
This was a great thing. I think we got it from Hangar Dogs. It was the pictures of...
They got pictures of inside of
Google Maps
Bush's
or something. No, exactly. Well, when you have a realize you have a .mil account, you got to be careful that...
It's not million.
Huh? Yes, not million.
That's a million people are watching your ass every turn.
So that's right. So anyway, I know that Chief Teowaki was a little worried about it.
He
was a little nervous that he said, "Am I sending these guys with a .mil account? I don't know about this."
Teowaki.
He changed. He's definitely changed his name. Not here anymore. But anyway, the point is that what they sent is pictures of J-Lo's house and some of these huge mansions shot, I guess it was Google search maps or whatever it was. And at the end, of course, they sent a picture of OJ's new digs, which is an 8x6 cell.
Yeah.
And I think Britney Spears' new place was like a trailer park or something. Yeah. Whatever it was. It was a cute thing. But anyway, the John Travolta's was sweet. So my point on this was that when you try and stop something in the government, as we've always said so many times, there is nothing so permanent as a temporary government program, and nothing gets thrown out when you look at this. It's actually doubled in size from the time it was.
It was a catalyst.
Right. That's exactly the point. I noticed that when Ronald Reagan came to office, one of his things that he ran on was, we're going to eliminate the Department of Education. Mm-hmm. It is like twice or three times the size. And during his reign, so to speak, if you ever want to call it, during his time in office, it like doubled in size, and it's gone up exponentially ever since. It's one of these things that's
They must have declared a war on it.
Well, that's right. They declared a war on, exactly. As we've always said, you should declare a war on education, not the education department.
Right.
And so that was the problem. No, it's kind of like, you don't disturb these things because it's what the Japanese did to us in the Second World War. You know, I fear that we have awakened a sleeping giant.
Right.
After they attack Pearl Harbor. And that's what you do on these people. They're merrily progressing along at their normal 2% and 3% and 4% and 8% and 10% growth per year. But if you rile them up, they suddenly go to 50% and 60% a year just to show you.
Yeah, man.
Oh, they're bros. Double secret poltergeist.
Double secret.
There it is.
Are we being tapped or anything?
No, we're being tapped.
You're just asking
that now, Jimmy?
I mean,
fortunately, some of us are related to former FBI people.
So. Oh, that's true.
That's
true. We are.
So
we
go ahead, look us up.
That's
go
right.
ahead.
Yeah, we'll show you. Yeah.
Famous last words.
That's right. The Bourne identity. We're going to show you.
They'll dig around. They'll find a United States senator in our...
They find more than that. Day.
That's right.
My God, that's right. And then they'll kill us. Okay. I've pretty much crossed Honduras off my list. We're going to have to find another place.
Honduras.
I did watch, by the way. I did watch.
Oh, you didn't like Honduras, huh?
Nah, not as a permanent getaway place, I can tell you.
No. How about Costa Rica?
Well, Costa Rica's looking a little better than it did before. I don't know. But I'll tell you what else. I watched this movie, Sicko. I did watch.
Oh, you did?
I did watch Michael Moore's movie. It was interesting, and on a couple of fronts, I made copious notes about it, which I unfortunately forgot to bring here.
Bad dumbass.
Well, what was interesting was that one of the big problems that you have in so many places that they're trying to fix is obesity. And of course, this guy is like a huge, he's like Jabba the Hutt moving through these places in France and Norway. I mean, he's just this huge monster guy.
Sweating his ass.
Oh, just unbelievable. I mean, so he talked to a couple of things he did. He interviewed some people in Great Britain and talked about their healthcare system. That's what this movie's about. And actually, of course, he's a good movie maker. He did well. One of the things I thought was interesting, he took some sick people down to Cuba, and they got treated very well. And I can tell you from Honduras, one of the big imports in Honduras, besides, as we talked about in the last show, U.S. dollars,
Now let me just back up on the Cuban thing.
When he took people to Cuba, he took them through another country first, right, to get there?
No, well, he tried to go to Gitmo.
Oh, really?
Because that's U.S. soil. And then the sirens started up, and he says, let's get out of here. So he went around the corner to actual Cuba, and they were in a flotilla of some kind. They were in boats. They motored down there in, 30-foot motor yachts.
I think it's since been determined, though, there was some, they kind of set this up a little bit.
They
happened to go to, like, the nicest possible, and then they cleaned up, and they put a fresh coat of paint and all this stuff here.
Okay,
and let them shoot it from one angle, and...
Well,
and
you know there was a little bit of a setup. when you realize that they were showing pictures of the flotilla, And out in the middle of the Gulf, and it was shot from, 2,000 feet, you got to figure, well, somebody hired a helicopter to do this or something, or, an alien, or I don't know what. But anyway.
Northcom.
Yeah. So anyway, bottom line is, I was going to tell you before that Cuba does export doctors. They do that. I mean, in Honduras, they have a big import industry of Cuban doctors. There's no question about it. And they're apparently pretty good. No.
Especially if you're a 57 Chevy, man.
Yeah, that's right.
I was working with a girl from Cuba the other day, and she says there's such a dearth of stuff down there.
Yeah.
Like when you call the elevator, you literally call the elevator.
She says, come down to the third floor, man.
Exactly. And she says she got over here, and somebody said, hey, call the elevator. She started banging on the door and screaming for it, And they're like, what the hell are you doing? I'm calling for the elevator.
Oh, my God. No. So anyway, what was telling about this, of course, in this movie was they were showing him going to the hospital. And as they're walking there and they're in the streets, there's, like you say, the 48 Chevy, the 52 Chevy, the 54. The 54 Mercury. I mean, whatever it was. I mean, these are really old cars still. And there was... On the way to the hospital, you could see this is third, fourth world poverty on the way. So they get in the hospital. Okay, it's very nice. They had the MRI. I don't care if they cleaned it up or not. It doesn't really matter.
Computer activate emergency medical holographic program.
Exactly. So they had precisely correct. Exactly. And so they did all this. But then he also went to France and he interviewed a bunch of Americans who had moved to France and said, and they were talking about how great it was over there. And the same thing in England, they were talking about, and Canada. What he failed to do, of course, was, this was all...
Was tell the truth.
Well, no. It might even be.
But other than that...
It's all anecdotal is the thing.
Well, yeah, tons of anecdotal. And, of course, he starts the movie off and he shows these really horrible cases. He says, but this isn't about Ryan. This isn't about Bob. Well, of course, it was.
Right.
I mean, it was about those horrible sick people and what we should do about it. What I found interesting about this whole thing was, and I watched the... they have the special things on the DVD. They have the special
bonus
material.
Bonus features.
One of the big bonus features was this interview in England, in the UK, with an avowed, longtime, 56 years in Parliament socialist. This guy is an absolute, I am a socialist. He runs on the socialist platform. And he was talking about these various things about how we need to fix this and fix that, and he can't believe it. And when you listen to it, it all sounds, he's very nice and calm and, it reminds me a little bit of some of our local people here, Mark Goldstein and some other people, when they get up in front of the commissions. It all sounds very, they're very calm and nice and they have a smile on
Socialism
it.
Sounds great.
It sounds great. And then the guys, and he's been doing it for, as I say, the guy's like 80 years old. He was in Parliament for 56 years and it all sounds very fine and dandy, except when you start to parse out his words.
Your life as it has been. Is over.
Exactly. I mean, that is, it's all, it ends up being, the question that Michael Moore failed to ask is, what happens if you don't want it? Can you opt out? And he never asked the question. Of course, the answer is no. They send somebody around with a gun.
Right.
And you are in the system whether you like it or not.
It's a pretty good system if you're in it at the top. I remember
it's good to be the king.
The Politburo members in the Soviet Union got pretty good medical treatment too.
Right, and they had their dachas on the Black Sea and so forth.
Yeah. But
now, and the cost is you have to ask yourself what the cost is. Well, again, it was lipstick on a pig and everything. But when you went through the thing, I thought it was interesting that the extensive interview on the special after
bonus
material was this an extensive interview with this socialist. And again, it all sounds very fine if you don't dive, if you don't look into what the guy is actually saying. And so I enjoyed the movie. I did watch the whole thing. It wasn't scary or anything like that. The guy's a good movie maker. He's a showman. you know, he did the old, the same thing that I've seen on some of these other things. He got the bullhorn out, you know, which, and was hollering at Gitmo, for instance, from 2 miles away. Open the door. We're American citizens. Let us in. We need medical care, you know, because of the idea was that.
Cut. Take 14. Let's try that again. Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, no,
a little louder, fatso.
Right. No, I mean, you know what he did? He showed the cuts of the testimony in front of the Congress of the military people from Gitmo saying these horrible people that we've caught from in Afghanistan or whatever get 24/7 medical care, dental care. You know, they never, I mean, in a cave, they were lucky to get, you know, a rock hit their head. I mean, that was, you know, a Band-Aid with some leaf or something like that. I don't know. Now, so now, I mean, of course.
Oh, you were lucky.
Yeah, you were lucky. A leaf.
Good comparison.
Yeah. So anyway, no, but I mean, they showed, and so he said, well, you know, if you're going to give it to the most hated people that we have, terrorists or whatever, why can't we get it? So he took his. That was the idea, and it was all very. I thought it was very well done, and enjoyed the movie. But again, the problem is his solution is government mandated universal health care, and socialism has never worked in spite of anything else. And once you get into that racket, it may work. As one of the bonus materials was showed Norway, as how good it is in Norway, and it may very well be. I've lived, as you know, for, you know, almost a year in Sweden. And it was this, of course, several years ago, but I went to Norway, visited and so forth. But the Norwegians, God love them, and same as just a lesser extent, the Swedes, they're as homogeneous as the Japanese. I mean, it is a small country with a small population. They live in the dark 6 months out of the year, and then they live in total sunlight for 6 months whatever it is, because they're up way up there. They have, you know, it's a schizophrenic, I guess, thing. He goes through the whole thing about how good it is. Excuse me, for the Norwegians, and it may be, but you're talking about a small homogeneous society that would never work.
Look,
here.
I don't think here on the Jimmy Dones Show that we're saying necessarily that when you start a socialist program that it's doomed to fail from the first day. I think my thought is that what happens is over time it will tend to fail much faster and more dramatically than a free market, and it won't correct itself. You have to have political influence to correct it, or military influence to correct it,
right,
versus the market, where all you do is take your money somewhere else.
Again, what we're talking about here is quite simply, it's a voluntary versus coercion.
Right.
And a socialist system ends up being coercive. It very quickly is coercion. I mean, the fact is, if it's mandatory, and I'm going to read some stuff here later on about one of the articles here, and they talk about, as soon as you put the word mandatory in, you are talking about somebody with a legal monopoly on guns and force. And right away, you know, you have to ask yourself, if this is such a great thing, if this is just the nirvana honor, why would you need a gun? Well, as we've always said before, this is kind of a little pithy platitude. If men were angels, you wouldn't need a government in the first place. Okay, why do you have a government? Because men are fallible, because men make mistakes, because there is evil in the world. So you set up this little government, the minimal government, just to shield, to protect those protect the rest of us, the 95% of us who are, or our angels, and the from the 5%. Well, of course, what happens is when the 5% get in the government, get in the monopoly end of it. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to enslave the other 95%. I mean, it's a normal thing. That's where they head. It is a normal progression.
Willie Sutton, man.
Yeah, exactly.
See, why do you rob banks, Willie?
That's where the money is.
That's where the money is. Yeah. I mean, why not? Hey, and just as a absolute segue into perfect analogy here. Prince George's County, Maryland, has seriously issued their edict on vaccinating your children.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me tell you, that's interesting, because you're going to get a lot of flack about this. This is, as you know, if you can't go to school, you can't go into it. Actually, it's true here in this county. You have to show proof of vaccination on like 7 or 8 diseases before you can go to.
I understand.
And okay. I think even, I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was true also at the private school.
I would believe that's true too.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's just happening. I mean, I saw the doctor on the TV talking about so-called individual rights
versus
the government's need to protect us.
Right.
And
the greater good for the greater number. Or
that's
something
it.
Like, yeah.
And
I mean, the fact is that if you don't immunize the people, what's going to happen when smallpox breaks out, I guess?
Well, the people who are immunized are fine.
Right.
And so the ones who aren't, well, one reap, one sow. You know, I mean, you get what you sow.
I think
Charles Darwin, baby.
And her answer to that was, well, it's like the seatbelt thing. Well, so that's, ooh, the answer to that is, that means it's the law, so you have to do it. Well, you know, it's the law was, you know, slavery was, it's
was the
law.
Law, right. I mean, seriously, that's right. I mean, that's what happens in a democracy. And it's interesting to segue again. I was watching on PBS. They had quite an expensive thing on.
Whoa, we're segueing all over the damn place.
On Athenian democracy. No, we're going to come back to this. I just want to mention this. It was a very extensive show, 2-3 hours about democracy in Athens and how it really, they found out that it wasn't quite the democracy that you thought it was.
No,
the golden age of Pericles wasn't what you thought it
they
was.
They had slaves and.
Well, I mean, on and on. Yeah. And so, but what it boils down to is, as we've said so many times, democracy, the word has become something that people worship. And the founding fathers, for at least for over 100 years in this country, until Woodrow Wilson showed up, democracy was anathema to the United States. You just, you didn't want a democracy because that's mob rule. So that is the bad thing, to hold democracy out as we're going to put democracy in Iran or Iraq or where, or in the United States. It's a terrible thing. It's the worst because it is mob rule and you could pass laws against anybody.
Well, look, I got to disagree with you. I mean, what you're talking about, I mean, mob rule, democracy is just a bigger and bigger republic. We've mentioned this before. I mean, you can have a republic. It's got a limited group of people who control things. It's just a smaller group than the democracy. What you need is a democracy but limited by the Constitution. You need something that's limited by individual rights. And individual rights have to be the paramount focus in society, because otherwise you do get mob rule, or you get oligarchic rule, or dictatorial rule.
Well, then once you eliminate the foundation, the footer that underlies a free society are private property rights. If you don't have...
And those are individual rights.
Individual private property rights. In other words, if you can't keep what you make, then you are doomed. The society is doomed. And that's the
where's the $1 billion bill?
It's around here.
Yeah, that has the property rights thing.
Yeah.
So
that is the footer that underlies the foundation of a free society or property rights. The fact is that you, and because it where it stems from is you have a right to your own body. That
right.
is, if I make something, if I weave a potholder that I have created, then I get to sell it or do it or tear it up or burn it or whatever it is. That's it's my because I created it.
No, what it looks like a flag, man.
Yeah, that's right. So once you start
or a noose.
Or a noose.
If you weave up a noose, they'll take it away.
They'll take you away. So no, what? Let's move on. Let's move on to that.
What if you had to weave a noose that looked like a flag?
It really put you away. A red,
then
white,
you burn
blue,
it.
A red, white, blue noose with stars on it?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you got, what is it? What is it?
It's a necktie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a, oh, you know, now that would be funny. No, I like that. What would happen? No, seriously, we're coming up on the Christmas holidays.
Right.
What would happen if you did a noose and you wore it around your neck and, you know, with the end hanging
right,
down,
right.
You know, the knot 13
right.
or whatever it is,
right.
and wore that to some of these things that Mrs. Jimmy's expecting me to go to? We'll have video up on the site.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I know that certain engineers and people will be videotaping that.
Think about it. You know, mm-hmm. It's just a great idea, though. Mm-hmm. You've got your tuxedo on or whatever it is, and you've got this tie.
And what you do is you have the noose really loose at the beginning of the party,
right.
and then you keep, like, tightening it up.
Yeah.
And say, well, that's an interesting, well, yeah, the noose is tightening, people.
Yeah.
Right.
I briefly would get back to the property rights and write all of that.
One more thing about the noose real quick. One thing that's ironic about this, the Detroit branch of the NAACP is the one that's calling for tougher noose laws.
10 years.
Coincidental.
Have they actually passed a law that puts you in jail for 10 years yet, or is that what they're trying to pass?
I think they're still trying to pass it.
It's a hate crime. If you put a noose on somebody's lawn, it's like putting a burning cross or something and
that's
wearing
it. That's right.
And so in other words, automatically, if you make up one of these nooses and throw it on somebody's car, it's 10 years in the pokey.
Felony, baby.
Right. It looks like it's already a 2-year felony under Michigan Ethnic.
Really?
Ethnic Intimidation Act.
Ethnic right. Intimidation. So, if you like burn a turban? Is that, you go to jail for that too or something?
I don't know. Let's try it, Jimmy.
It's going to be some kind of Christmas season. Try it from a distance. but if you burn Santa Claus in effigy, is that?
Oh.
Oh, burn him.
Burn him.
With a noose on him.
No, I mean, that would be, I guess we ought to make some videos for YouTube. Do we have,
we can go out to the range with some turbines.
This is what we're going to do.
Let's throw some nooses out the window on the homecoming parade.
Last show. No, but seriously, but I'm thinking this is a great idea. I think I'm going to have to go ahead and get some rope and make up a noose and see if Mrs. Jimmy will let me
new
do that.
New donation button for the bail.
Underneath the donation, we'll have the bail nation.
Right. Bail nation.
That's right. Okay, that's good. Okay, so go ahead. What were you going to say? Anything else on that? Jack, were you going to...
We're tying back into the property rights and all of that. And
tie it.
Yeah, I was just tying it.
Tie it with the news.
You were talking about the right and how that's, you know, intermingled and tied together, and I was referring to the Justice Sutherland's, you know, quote.
Right. We should probably read. Do we have that quote on
the
website?
That's what I was saying. It's on the $1 billion bill.
Oh, it's on the $1 billion bill. Okay, yeah.
Well, we'll have to post it. Put a link in there, if you will.
Put a link. No, that's one of the greatest quotes ever done, and I don't know exactly, but it's from the 30s. And Justice Sutherland made this quote about property rights, and it was just, it's kind of lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Jimmy doesn't have enough brain cells to memorize it.
8 or 10 sentences.
Yeah, 8 or 10 sentences. But it sums it up perfectly well about what property rights are. And they certainly, they started to be eroded in the 30s, of course, with Mr. Roosevelt. Dictator or whatever.
What we can do now, we can edit in Jimmy reciting it later.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. Oh, do it from memory, Jimmy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Do it from memory, Jimmy. Ready?
Okay, go. Okay.
The Battle Hymn of the Republic behind it.
Good point.
So did did you see any of the Democratic debate the other night, Jimmy?
I didn't see it. I made it a point not to watch. Was Dennis?
I made it a point to watch.
Was Dennis Kucinich on?
Yeah, he was.
Now, Engineer Eric, I got a thing from you said you didn't know who he was.
Nope.
Understand he's a UFO guy.
Yeah, he came across as kind of like a bitter troll or something.
Well, he looks, I mean, he's a weird looking guy. I mean, guy, you know, that was.
Is he his wife though?
No, did you see the Jon Stewart show? Oh, it was hysterical. They showed, this was really funny. Even when Dennis Kucinich wasn't talking, the camera panned onto his wife.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. She was the breakaway. You know how they always break away and they
show? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even when anybody
else,
was the reaction shot. Totally. I mean, it was so, because she's a total fox.
Wow.
I mean, obviously.
She's a foot and a half taller than like a.
That doesn't mean anything. That makes her, what, 5 feet tall? No. No, you're right. She's a monster. I wouldn't be running for president. I'll tell you, I know where I'd be.
Well, they had this thing on the Hangar Dog sent me this thing. It was the Macho-matic from ABC, and you can go on there and it asks you a bunch of questions and it tells you who you should vote for. Anyone, of course, no surprise. My first one was Ron Paul, and the second guy was Mike Gravel, and the third one was Dennis Kucinich. Yeah. So anyway,
mine ended up being John McCain for some reason.
Yeah,
and I don't know how that happened.
Telling you something.
Yeah. Well, no, and Ron Paul was like number two, according to answering those questions. So were there 10 questions you answered?
Yeah, some. I don't know.
It figures out who you.
We'll post a link to it.
Yeah.
Send us who you know turns out for your listeners. You know.
Yeah, I've been promising to pitch Jimmy some of these questions that they give the candidates and let him give you the real answers.
Well, yeah.
Here I am promising again.
Well,
Jack, you did watch it.
I did. And then, I mean, really, if you watch the first 15 minutes, that was the best part.
Really?
Yeah,
they were
just on fire. Right.
Really?
Right out of the chute. And it was prompted by Wolf Blitzer. He led them down the path of attacking each other.
Hey, God, he left you and him fight.
Yeah, I know. That's how they ask questions. So what do you think about his last answer?
Right, right. Well, and he started off with saying, you know, all right, Hillary, everybody else called you a, you know, cranky bitch. What do you say about that? Well, I think they're a bunch of peckerheads. You know, quite frankly, Wolf, but since they're going to call me a bitch, I'm going to call them, you know. And it was back and forth, and it was pretty good. And it was, you know, that was the best part.
So as part of the deals, when you leave here, are you going to the mud wrestling tonight? Is that the women's mud wrestling? Is that your kind of favorite activity other than the Jimmy Doan show?
Why, just because I'm liking the mudslinging?
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, Hillary used that term, mudslinging. When they all started attacking it, they kind of gang banged For the first 15 minutes.
I can see our Podzinger thing. You know? Gangbang Hillary Clinton.
Number one.
That's right. Just trying to help us out.
God, if we weren't on the list before.
Yeah. No, we were already on the list.
The list. I love that. Okay, you're on my list.
We're on every list. You know about those guys.
But you know what I did? I was able to confirm by watching, and I watched damn near the entire thing.
How did you do it?
I forced myself to do it.
You were on drugs.
I plead the fifth.
I know.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Plead the fifth.
No question in my mind. There was fumes in the air. Powder in the floor.
Needles,
empty needles laying around. Okay. Kids leave the room. Okay.
I was able to determine.
I'm geared up to watch the Democrats. Right. You don't want to see me.
I want to watch Jack watch the Democratic.
Post that.
Hold on.
I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
That's it exactly. Oh, my God.
Well, so what I was able to determine is that Hillary, Obama, and all the other guys are really a bunch of dumbasses.
Yeah.
And if any of those people, especially fucking Hillary.
Oh, suddenly we got an E. Yeah. Suddenly we have an E explicit on the damn thing.
Man, it's just going to be a nightmare. It's
going to
be unfreaking believable. I know you are, Jimmy, but we're going to take your ass out with a clip on your way to the booth.
Do I have to carry a mirror to look under my car for the oil leak?
That's right. I mean, no, it's not going to be that strategic. It's going to be a big
kaboom. Right
now. Well, I was going to say a big chain. The kaboom might be easier. It's just unbelievable what all of them are saying. But I will stick to my guns. Anybody but Hillary.com.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know what that website is, but they should be endorsing it.
ABH.
I mean, anybody but Hillary. Kucinich is looking good.
Looking.
Okay. My man.
UFO man.
Special K. I'm there with you, bro. I'm with you. I mean, at least the first lady's going to be throwing some parties.
That's right.
Ooh. She's going to put a pool in with a grotto.
That's right. Sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom will have new meeting.
Yeah, she'll be sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom.
Well,
everybody else but her.
I'd vote for that.
Anybody but Hillary. I'm serious. Anybody. And I want someone to email me 3 good reasons why someone should vote for Hillary. And I'm serious about that. Tell me 3 good reasons what qualify her as an appropriate or next president of the United States. That's a challenge.
Of course, I don't think anybody running would make an appropriate president. I mean, except I do agree with everything Ron Paul has said so far. So pretty much.
Well, you got to compromise, Jimmy. Let me tell you something.
Oh, I don't like this.
Coming from a 37-year-old to a 4-year-old man. Let me just tell you, you got to compromise sometime in life.
Well,
that's my background music for when I'm compromising stories. So, it's like with women or politics or even the size of the dope bag, you got to compromise sometimes. You know? Okay.
Well, I want to say for the record that Jimmy did not compromise on his selection of Mrs. Jimmy.
compromise in your relationship with Mrs. Jimmy if you want to stay with Mrs. Jimmy.
Okay, there if you don't.
This
conversation is taking a nasty turn.
I rest my case. It's got to compromise. You're right. Nobody's perfect, but anybody but Hillary.
I see. Well, let me tell you, the thing I always object to about when compromising, especially in the voting booth, is that when you choose the lesser of two evils, you still get an evil. And I really am upset about that. When you have
But voting for no one or voting for Jimmy Doan is not an option right now.
Well, so, it is
so
for me.
If you want to vote for nobody, that is your right.
Ron Paul's your choice.
Assuming it is going to be on the ballot. No, right. To run back real quick to Neil Connor's new newspaper, the Liberty Sentinel here, I wrote him a little note about this because they did a on our, we have some local people running for city commission here in January. We have an election, for God's sakes, in January.
Yeah, I went to class with one of them.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, I've met one of the guys, and the other one is a socialist. And I, so anyway, I wrote him back, and I said, if this is the choice between, if this is a choice we have for group six or whatever it is, section three of the city commission, we are in trouble because both of those guys
are bad.
Well, they're not. Well, one of the what's interesting is that the Democrat who is, proposes more new taxes and we've got to do all this stuff is a professor of economics and government. And I'm thinking, what did
Let's
he
not
learn?
Get carried away now. He was literally like 3 years younger than me. I mean,
and?
Well, I don't know how much professing you get to be doing.
What I'm saying is that's his, he's calling that out as his credits. I mean, that his creds are, I'm a professor of economics. And I'm thinking if he knows it, he obviously doesn't know anything about economics or government based on his platform. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Moving along, anything else on that? Do you want to take a short break?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, we take a short break to go to number two.
Whoa, man. I remember this album, man. This is cool. Wait, turn it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jackie, the green room in the green room.
Oh, I like that part.
This part coming up here is pretty cool too. Right here. Yeah.
Taking away the moments that make up a dull day. Fritter and waste, the owls in an offhand way. Picking around on a piece of ground in your hometown. Waiting for someone or something to show you the way. To their knees, hear the softly spoken.